Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, your guide to life's wild ride. I'm your host, Silwan Green. Every day we share incredible stories and valuable lessons on life and faith. Thanks for tuning in and make sure to share this odyssey with your friends and neighbors so all of us together can let our light shine. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Pilgrim's Odyssey. I'm your host, Silwan. Great to be with you today. Stuck on a ledge. That's a scary place to be. Seems like lately a lot of people feel like they are stuck on a ledge. And lately, I've had a lot of friends getting a hold of me with big decisions ahead of them. All different areas of life. A lot of big decisions. Scary decisions. Decisions where the path ahead isn't an easy one. Almost seems like there's a big wall in front of them. And they're going, man, I got to get to the other side of that wall, but how am I going to get there? Might seem impossible to overcome sometimes. And then, of course, kind of the greatest fear of all of that is, what if I start climbing that wall and I get stuck? Could I be worse off than I was before? Could I have wasted time and missed opportunity to try to get up and over this wall, but I made a mistake. I made a bad decision. I don't want to be stuck on a ledge. I don't want to be stuck on a cliff. Well, all of that reminded me of a trip I took out west when I was a young child. Now, for you younger folks, this was back in the days where most cars didn't have air conditioning. So we were in the family un-air-conditioned station wagon. My memory has it being very much Brady Bunch-like, and we were heading out west. And we were somewhere, Oklahoma, Nebraska, that area. One thing I was excited about going out west was seeing mountains. I'd never seen mountains before. And my dad was always good at finding these strange routes to places that sometimes saved us time and someday cost us this time. But Dad, of course, argued that it always saved us time, long before GPS, Google, smartphones. And he had found this park that he wanted us to stay at one night, break up our trip. So we're in the middle of nowhere, and we're looking out across ahead of us. And it is the flattest, most desolate plains I'd ever seen in my life. Now, I had these images. We were heading west to see the mountains, and here I was in what seemed like a godforsaken place to me. And we're driving along, and we see a sign for a park, and I'm looking around. I'm like, park? What kind of park can this be? There's no one around. There's no one here. Where's the park? And we pull off the road, and all of a sudden, we start to go down. It was like this road went down out of nowhere. You couldn't even see it going down. There was no hills, nothing. It's just like it dropped into the ground. It was like a hole in the ground that a road wound down into. So we wound down this road into this park, and it went down and down and down. And it was so far under the ground, or at least it seemed to us. It was probably like some hidden canyon. You could feel the temperature dropping. Well, when we got to the bottom of this thing, it was cool. There were trees everywhere. There was a stream running through it. There were all these cliffs. All of a sudden, all those things I had imagined about going west were right in front of me. I just wanted to go. Now, I grew up back in the day where pretty much everybody kept their door unlocked. Kids ran around the neighborhood. That was normal. So, man, when we stopped and we got things, the tent pitched and all set up, pew, I took off. No, I was young. I was younger than 10. I was a young boy. And I'm running around this camp, and I see this cliff. And I, to this day, I don't know why. I never even climbed anything in my life. And I look at this cliff, and, I mean, it had to be height of a tall tree, you know, so it had to be a good 40, 50 feet high at least. And I see this cliff, and I just, boom, I hit it and I start climbing. Well, I'm going up that thing and I'm focused on what's in front of me and I'm climbing, and all of a sudden I hear a voice, and it's my mom, and she's screaming at me, what are you doing up there? And really, for the first time, I turn around to look, and there I am, probably at that point 25, 30 feet off the ground, still another 15, 20 feet to go to the top of the cliff. And all of a sudden I realize how high up I am and how straight up that cliff is. And I see the sky above me and the ground below me and the air behind me, and I freak out. I start seeing images in my brain of falling and what's going to happen to my body when I hit the ground. Everything was spinning. What did I do? How am I going to get through this or over this or out of this? And that moment was a weird thing. You know, I'm not going to say it was a voice, but I just had this feeling about me, and it said, focus. And all of a sudden, everything around me, I focused and it went away. I couldn't hear my mom, couldn't hear the air, you know, couldn't hear vehicles driving around below. And I looked down, and it was like all I could see were my feet and the little crevices and the little ridges and the rocks sticking out that I was standing on. And I just focused. And in that focus and the few feet around me, I saw, you know, to call it a path, it wasn't really a path, but I saw kind of a series of little rocks and ledges and things that went off to the side. And then off there to the side was a little ledge, and that ledge led to some trees and, you know, a place off the cliff I was on. And I just looked down and I focused. I started to move. It seemed like it was an inch at a time. Felt like my eyes didn't even move. I was so focused on my feet and each little step and my body. I mean, I can remember feeling myself breathe. You could almost feel the air coming in and out of your body internally. Now, it seemed like an eternity. Each step seemed like it took forever, but I made it off that cliff. And it taught me a valuable lesson, taught me a lesson countless times in my life I've used, that when the world is spinning out of control, you focus. That's how you get out. Laser focus on the only things you can. And the things you can't focus on, the things you can't control, you don't worry about them. You don't worry about them. You worry about what you can control. You worry about what you can do. Not what someone else can do or what you wish they were doing, but what you can do, what's right in front of you, one step at a time. You know, that's why faith is so important to us when we feel like we're stuck on a ledge, when the world is spinning out of control. As we talked about yesterday and the last few days about a broken and contrite heart, you know, when you empty yourselves, you find yourself empty and willing to fill it up with something else. You've sort of given space for God to work. You've allowed this fountain of grace to open up within you. Well, you know what? When you focus, you kind of create the same space. You get rid of all the things that don't matter. You focus on the things that matter. You allow space, not just for you to focus, but if you allow it, if you ask for it, for God to enter into your life. That when you're facing harrowing times and you need to focus hard, if you let it, you can allow God to work through you and in you. And that same where you don't think you got any space, all of a sudden everything gets still. You're not looking at the sky. You're not looking at the ground. You're not thinking about the horrible things that can happen if you fall. All you're thinking about is what is right in front of me. What can I control? What can I focus on? Life gets simple. It slows down. And in that space, in that moment, God can enter. As we're reminded in Hebrews, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with the perseverance of the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Life is a race. You're always going to find yourself on a cliff. You're always going to find yourself surrounded by things out of your control. The lesson of how you go about it goes back to the Bible. 2,000 years since. Lessons I'm giving you, lessons from other people. You don't have to do it alone. You got to figure it out on your own. How do you get out of it? How do you persevere? You focus. You focus on one, the things you can control, what's right in front of you, and on two, on Jesus. The person, the thing that will fill the space and give us the strength and allow us to focus on what is important. So you're facing a difficult decision today. You're in the midst of trying times that make you feel like you're on a cliff. Focus. Focus on the problem right in front of you. Focus on eliminating distractions. Allow God to guide you and work you through the process. Or here's another way to look at it, a very simple way. Maybe you're not in a crisis and you don't want to get there. Maybe life seems like it's under control and you want to be ready for when it's not. Or maybe everything is just spinning, whatever. Simple way to look at all that. Work and pray. Work and pray. That's it. Work. When you're working, you're focused on what you can control. You're focused on what you can do. Pray, you're allowing God in. The world's spinning around. You find yourself sitting idle. You find yourself getting angry, thinking about things you can't control, thinking about a future that hasn't happened, thinking about decisions and all the variables and what if I do this and what if I do that. Work and pray. Focus on what you can control and pray and allow God into your life. This will keep you from the passions, from worldly temptations to lose focus. And one step at a time, you will reach your goal. You will find yourself where God wants you to be. How do you get off the ledge? Work and pray. Work and pray. Focus and let God in. Till next time, I want you to aim high, but not too high, like that young boy on a cliff, or maybe too high, whatever you're comfortable with, but aim high. Spread your wings and keep your eyes on the things that matter. Have an awesome weekend. I know I'm going to try. We'll see you on Monday. I'm your host, Silouan. Peace. You've been listening to The Pilgrim's Odyssey. Make sure you comment, share, and like this podcast so all of us together can let our light shine. For books, videos, and more content from me, your host, please visit Silouan.com. That is Silouan, Silouan.com. Until your next visit on the Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your guide on life's wild ride, Silouan Green.